It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 stations, Friday afternoons, part of All Things Considered, then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals who are vulnerable and in need. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are learning about Aloha Harvest. They are a returning guest on Helping Hand. I don't know how many times I've had this young lady on the program, but it's been quite a few times. This nonprofit, they have a unique way of doing good in the community. They basically tackle food waste and then support those in need with good food that otherwise wasn't going to be eaten by folks. And there's a lot of ways to help them out, too. You'd be surprised, from donating food to volunteering. And I was looking at their site, even ways you can meet up with them at a couple of area weekly farmers markets where they have a presence. And making her, I don't know how many appearances she's had on the show, but great to see Aloha Harvest Executive Director Ku'ule Williams here and with me now. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, David. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
And always a pleasure to have you here. And whenever I see the trucks cruising around, I always think of you. And I bet there are people, Ku'ule, who see the trucks and say, Aloha Harvest, what is that? Is that a kind of bread or something I don't get yet?
Yeah.
Or, and for those folks, explain, what would you tell them if someone said, what is that?
We're a food rescue program, and we do get that, but not as much as we used to. Thankfully, our visibility has gotten greater. More people know about us. Our growth is still continuing very successfully. And so now most of the time people are saying to us, hey, I've seen you. I know you. And so it's a great response back. But for the few that haven't heard of Aloha Harvest, we are a food rescue program. So we rescue food from hotels, restaurants, catered events, food distributors, and individuals. And we deliver it free of charge to social service agencies that feed the hungry and homeless.
And you guys are operating just on Oahu?
Just on Oahu right now.
And the staff for this operation, how big is it? And then how many volunteers are part of the mission?
Well, our volunteers are growing because the need is getting greater. But I still have, I have two in the office and I have five driver helpers.
So seven staff.
Yes.
And then X number of volunteers, just approximately how many?
Oh my gosh, I think we are up to maybe 80 to 100 volunteers, depending on the program or event that we have.
And so the food, you mentioned it quickly, it goes to social service agencies. Mm-hmm. Paint a little broader picture. You get the food, and then where does it go to?
So agencies fill out applications, and there's all different, from domestic abuse shelters all the way to transitional homes, shelters, kupuna programs, youth programs, feedings in the park, food pantries. And so we know what kind of food, what the clientele is like, and what kind of storage they have, whether it's dry for groceries or if it's freezer refrigerated prepared foods. And our drivers ride on the truck, because we don't have a warehouse, we don't store anything, are taking that food, breaking it down, and delivering it to the agencies to help feed their clients.
So it's almost like the warehouse is the truck. So they get the food, they get it into the truck, they sort it out to where it's going to go, and then they deliver it to its destination.
Yep.
Okay, so it's like a intermediary for this food.
Right.
And before we hear about people providing it to you in ways more people can get on board with that, overall, how do you guys get your funding?
Our funding is through private funding, through foundations, and the last, I think it's, we're going on 3 years now, we've had city and county grants and aid, and we got a state grant and aid as well. So those have been very helpful. But with our growth, we still need more money.
Sure, no question. And no federal funding.
No federal funding.
And then obviously a big way that people can help you out is in terms of providing food. You named also quickly the places that could help you. And then think about people who are new to the name, who may have a role in their professional life that has to do with food. What do those folks need to know on the technical end if they're curious in terms of food safety requirements or other requirements if they want to do, hey, we have extra food. I wonder if it would qualify.
I think, first of all, they need to know that there's no liability. Due to the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Food Donation Act, there's no liability to the food donor or the recipient as long as it's given to a nonprofit organization. Of course, we're making sure that we're food safety, all the standards, the temperatures are being held. So it starts with them. All of my staff is food safe certified as well. So our drivers and my staff are making sure that the food is of good quality. It's not molded and rotten. And if it is, then we don't accept it. And then they are also making sure that we provide containers for the food donors if they need that. And so it's whether it's pans or boxes or cake boxes or Ziploc bags or whatever. And then our drivers are taking that and giving it to the agencies, and the agencies, depending on their need. We're helping to feed about 60,000 people, and we're providing, at their fiscal close, we were providing over 1.4 million meals.
So anybody who's got food that they think might qualify for it, you encourage them to call you, and you can go through a quick question and answer and figure out if that's an appropriate donor source.
And I also do site visits to the food donors and the agencies as well. So mostly to see, you know, where our truck needs to get into, if there's any obstacles there, to provide, see where the drivers are going to be picking up. We do provide signs in specific locations, in the location of the kitchen, so our drivers know what food is for Aloha Harvest, and they label it. All of our supplies are labeled with Aloha Harvest, and that's one way that people can help us, is they can sponsor us with providing labels. So we purchase labels, and their name would be on there as a support, financial support for Aloha Harvest. So when we pick up the food, the drivers know what's specifically Aloha Harvest, and then when it goes to the agencies know some of our supporters who are supporting us financially to make this possible.
And any other sponsorship opportunities, if someone was like, wow, I like that idea, maybe I could sponsor one of their vehicles or sponsor, you know, deliveries to a certain area, you'd be interested in hearing from anyone who wants
Absolutely.
To.
Yeah. I think last time I was on the show, we talked about a need for pallet jacks, and we had a sponsor come through, and so we got brand new pallet jacks. And we need pallet jacks every 2 to 3 years because they are kept in our trucks. Our trucks are refrigerated, and so the condensation destroys the pallet jacks.
The wear and tear issue.
Yeah, and so we eventually have to get new ones, so we're always looking for a financial to maintain our equipment.
Well, there are some ways that people can help. Another way, I was just thinking in terms of the vehicles and their maintenance, do you have people who either do it at low cost or comp, or would you like to hear from anybody who has mechanic skills or that sort of thing available to them where they could help with the maintenance of the vehicles?
Right now we have a contract with a vendor, but it's not cheap. So I'd be open to that. And of course, when we need new tires, we would love to have donations of tires. And our fuel is always on the increase. And so we always...
So a fuel company?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking out loud. Somebody who runs a gas station or something could be like, yeah, I'll take care of their gas because I want to help. It's somebody making an effort towards helping people in need in the community.
Right. So we do have a discount from Aloha Petroleum. We've had a long-term relationship almost from the beginning with Aloha Petroleum. And so we're really grateful for that. But even though that's a discount, having the funding to help pay for the rest of the fuel is very helpful for us.
And then the people who would be adding to the, I think you said 80 or so volunteers is what you is what you have?
More, depending on the event.
On the event. So paint a picture of other volunteer roles people could be playing.
Admin, so all of our, as I mentioned earlier, supplies we put labels on, so we need volunteers to come in and put labels on all of our supplies. If they are computer savvy, we have data based work that they can help with, filing, almost anything the girls can find. All of that is so helpful to them because we're so busy in the office.
So office stuff. What about your role? I saw you guys have a presence at the Blaisdell Center. There's a Farmers Market Wednesdays 4 to 7, and then KCC Farmers Market Saturdays 8 to 11. How do people support you there?
That's wonderful. I do have staff that attends that, and we do have volunteers, and we could use more. Who come and actually man the table, and they go and talk to the vendors and letting the vendors know that Aloha Harvest is there and letting people know that they can make a drop of donation there. And then that fresh produce goes directly to agencies right after those events. So we can always use volunteers for helping man that. Also, because we don't run in the nighttime, we sometimes have night events. And so volunteers could also help us with night pickups, and we would tell them exactly what agency or what donor they're picking up from and when the time was and make those arrangements. And so that's another area that they could really help us in as well.
And then any other supplies or assistance that you need in terms of things you were mentioning, your office needs, are there any items that are missing in the office that would be useful to have there, or just other physical objects or services that kind of fall through the cracks that somebody out there does provide and may be able to help with?
I can't really think of any right now specifically for the office. But as I shared, containers, that is getting costly. So if someone to sponsor containers would really be helpful to be able to help us pay for that. That would be great. As far as equipment and everything, I think we're pretty set right now.
But like you said, people could sponsor the pallet jacks. That's an ongoing thing. Or people could sponsor the labels, the hand trucks, or be volunteers in any number of ways, or help out with the vehicles, like we said. Let me give you their web address where you can also learn more about the organization. It's alohaharvest.org. And you can reach them via email, info@alohaharvest.org. You can call them, 808-537-6945. You can find them on Wednesdays 4 to 7 at the Blaisdell Center Farmers Market, where you can make a donation there and also learn more about the program. And the KCC Farmers Market, which takes place Saturday mornings, 8 to 11 as well. We've got the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand guests archived at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. So if you missed any of the contact info, you can just easily get it at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Anything that we left out that we need to get in that I somehow forgot?
We have an event coming up pretty soon.
What's the date?
It's November, oh my gosh, November 9th or 12th. I forget it was. Sorry. It's our Compassion in Art. It's our 7th annual. And Compassion in Art we developed to give a broader awareness to middle school and high school students. So they submit any kind of art median that focuses on homelessness or hunger. And this year our program is going to be held at Impact Hub. And that's where they find out who the winners are. They're broken down by age group, grade level. And so they're submitted, and we first through third prize winners. And so they find out that day. We have a reception with poo-poos, and we have a program, and they're announced. And then we actually, if the students want to donate their art, we have a silent auction that people can buy their art, and that goes towards supporting Aloha Harvest too. So this is our 7th year, and last year we had over 260 submissions, and they do a fabulous job with that art. It's just amazing what they come up with and really depict what it's like to be homeless and hungry, and you know, really makes you think through their art.
Probably creates a lot of empathy and maybe some more empathetic young people growing up too.
Lend
a helping hand to folks like that, definitely.
Yeah, so that's an event that we use volunteers as well.
Okay, right.
And I think in my last talk, I might have mentioned that we're still looking at the concept of staging because we want to spread out our poundage more. And we're having more requests of food, and we're actually maxed out on our trucks, and we're actually having people say, do you have some place that we can bring the food? So a staging area would allow us to bring in the pallets of food, break it down, more variety, and then either have the agencies come in and pick that food up, or my drivers can have the boxes already broken down and then take it out. Then we can get more variety to different parts of the island. The majority is picked up in town, and a lot of our agencies are in town, and so we'd like to expand the food to windward, leeward, north
shore. Where would the staging be?
That's what we're looking for. So we're looking for an office space, warehouse, and if anybody has any, please let us know.
Could be anywhere on Oahu, or is there a specific area that would be best?
We would like it to be where it's most convenient for all three freeways. But a lot of our distributors are in town, so airport, Mapunapuna, Halava, in town, anywhere. Those would be our preferential spaces. We can't go too far out because then we're driving too much and we're wasting fuel.
And so a central location.
Yes. Yep. So
how many square feet?
Do so much. Well, we're looking right now anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 square feet.
A big place.
Yeah. And because we would eventually, you know, our offices would be there and then the staging would be there. And the biggest thing that we're finding is parking. So we have 2 16-foot refrigerated trucks. We just purchased a new van, high and extended van. And of course, we have our smart car. So we need parking. And most warehouses only come with one or two. And our trucks take 1.5. And so that's a challenge. So a little bit bigger warehouse with a roll-up door, we'd be able to drive the vehicles
and park
in
them inside.
And park them inside. So that's an option we're looking at. But that's what our board is involved in right now, to try and find a space that we can create this staging. And down the road, if it's possible, we'd like to create a commercial kitchen so we can broaden the education and partnerships.
So if you want a partner, there is an opportunity on a few different levels, whether it's space or helping them with the kitchen. So a lot of people with these kinds of skills or resources are out there. And hopefully they hear your call that you have a need. And you're helping a lot of people out. And there's a lot of homeless people. You mentioned homeless. It's the worst homeless crisis anywhere in the country, despite some improvement. It's still the worst, and it still looks really heavy, especially in Honolulu, downtown Honolulu. In particular, can be quite devastating if you're walking around down there. And you're on the front lines of trying to help. So it's an honor to have you back. It's Aloha Harvest Executive Director Ku'ule Williams. And again, you can find out all the contact info at our website to reach out to them. And on behalf of all the good people that you're helping out, all the folks who are in need, that you're making a difference. And on behalf of all that food that's not going to waste, that is going to end up doing something really good. It's inspiring what you do. Thank you for doing it and being such a vital, productive, and positive part of the community. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, David. We really appreciate all of our partners. We couldn't do it without anybody that has a hand in it with us. So thank you so much to the community and to you for allowing us this opportunity to spread the word about Aloha Harvest and the work that we do.